Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Chris and Rob live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest does a great job covering the NBA for NBCSports.com. We had him on a little while ago. He did a great job. We're excited to welcome in Kurt Heelan. Kurt, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing good. My guess is Phillies fans and Philadelphia fans, that was not the guy they were hoping to hear was coming back today. Nothing against Bryce Harper, but I think he was second on the list.
Right about that. And let's start there then, since you brought us to Philly. Obviously, Joel Embiid out for game one. Obviously, they need him to win the series, but do you think they can even win the series with him missing a game or two?
No. Honestly, I don't think they win the series if he plays.
I'm with you on that, right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't think they, but I think it's close, and I think they've got a chance if he's out there. You know, we saw that when they played in early April. I mean, you know, again, regular season game, so take a grain of salt with
right.
it. But like, he had to drop 52. Like, if he came out and did that a few times, like they'd have a chance in some games, and you know, maybe you get a maxi game or whatever. But without him, they're in real trouble, and it's not even that. It's not even the scoring, isn't it? But I can attack Maxey in a pick and roll. I can attack Harden constantly in a pick and roll. They've got holes, and the only thing that stops that from being a problem during the regular season is Joel Embiid in the paint. And I love B-ball Paul, but that's a drop-off.
Yeah, no doubt.
I know there have been a ton of injuries this postseason. Do you remember a postseason with so many stars going out?
Not really. I mean, I suppose there are, and you know, you ask the math whizzes, and they might have better stats on this. But like, it's not just guys are out. It's the Sixers aren't right with Joel Embiid, man. If Jimmy Butler misses a game, forget about it. Paul George and then Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers. I mean, it's not right. just guys. It's like critical guys.
No, it's the biggest stars, which is just mind-boggling that so many big stars have missed significant action, and it just takes away from the postseason. If you're going to the game tonight or just going to watch it, there's no way you feel the same way about the playoffs.
Just, no, you don't. You know what'll be wild tonight, though? This Celtics team, I mean, honestly, going back to last season, when they're not really challenged, sometimes even when they are, but like you end up with the game five thing where like, man, we could close out the Hawks tonight if we just show up focused. Nope,
yep.
We're not going to do that. Like, do they have one of those moments where they just, no,
right,
we got this, man, and then they go out flat? Like, it's not outside the realm of possibility.
No doubt. Let's look at Golden State and obviously Steph with a historic 50-point game in Game 7. I said it after last year's championship. I think he's top 10 all time. Where are you at on that?
I'm good with that. Funny, I was debating with a friend this morning who was trying to give me top five, and I'm like, man, I don't know if I can go there. As much as Curry's been great, I don't know if I'd go five, but 10 I'll do. Like that, yeah, he's there. I don't know if he's quite on the LeBron Bird. I don't think I'd have Bird in my top 10, but like I'd have Magic there. But what Curry brings to the table on top of, you know, MVPs and rings and all that, the game's different because of him. The game is played differently because of him. Guys are growing up. He's just one of those guys. I mean, Chris, you've seen this at games. You guys have seen this. You go see the Warriors in, I don't care, go see them in Boston. Go see them in Philadelphia. There are about 100 kids under getting there early to watch Curry warm up wearing Curry jerseys.
Yeah,
wherever you go. Man, he is just... he's huge, and he's just changed how those kids are going to see and play the game.
I just wonder, so Kurt, so you didn't have him in your top 10 until after he beat a first-round opponent.
No, I'm
asking you. He was okay. Okay, because people, when I hear people saying that he moved in and after beating a team that hadn't been to playoffs in 20 years, and I get the Game 7 performance, but he also has some demerits on his career. I mean, the choke against the 3-1, that's never happened. And I don't know if he has the other two championships without KD. I'm not positive of that with that Warriors team. So when I look at it, it's hard for me to think that he's top 10 despite. And that top 10 is very, very lofty. And there are a lot of players. And I get it, the recency of him. But I think if you were to look at it a little closer, he might be in your top 20 or 15, but he's not in my top 10.
You're right about this, man. It gets hard when you try to parse that out. I mean, it really is. When you start trying to get down to those, I mean, separating, and it matters what matters to you. Like, where do you put Bill Russell and his, you know, fistfuls of rings and all that, right? Like, it's hard to compare across eras. That was such a different game and different style of play. And what do you do with Wilt, who has one ring, but
two.
Yeah, he does have two. He does have
right.
two.
But he changed the game. They changed the rules for him. I mean, yeah, he's exactly, got to be. Right. How's he not in the top 10?
He has to be, just because, also, like, just go look at the record book. Like, every time they're talking
right.
about new scoring records, like, it's like, oh, Curry did this, set this new crazy record. He's done it three times now. Wilt did it 48 times.
Well, they usually say post-merger. That's usually how you deal with the Wilt factor. Let's go to Phoenix-Denver. Obviously, Denver routed them in game one. Do you think Denver's going to – is just too much for Phoenix, or do you think this is a competitive series that the Suns have a good chance of winning?
I honestly, after seeing the Suns in person a couple times out here in L.A. last round, look, they won the series and convincingly against, you know, what was left of the Clippers. But after seeing them in person and seeing them fight against the shorthanded Clippers, I was like, I don't think they've got it. I thought the depth issues would come back to bite them. Before this playoff started, I thought they'd be the team. And after seeing them in person a couple of games, I'm not sold. And I think this is a perfect example of the problem. Guys, who do they get to cover Jamal Murray? Who do they have on the roster that can even – Chris Paul's not that guy anymore, and I just don't know where they go.
How about the Nuggets? I mean, most people just, despite winning the West, people poo-pooed them, called them the chicken nuggets, and now look at where they are from and the way that they've performed. Has your opinion of the Nuggets changed since the postseason started?
Really, I still think that they were. I think they had always had a good chance to come out of the West. I'm maybe just less sold on everybody else, but I don't know. I was one of those guys, and I think part of it is we do this in every sport with every guy. You can't win it until I've seen you win it. You know what I mean? Like, you just sometimes you get. I just feel like I don't know that you can do it until I've seen you do it. And once I see you do it, I'll buy it. And especially with Jokic, although, I think it's a little unfair just because of they didn't have Murray the last couple of years, and they didn't have Porter. And then going out and making really smart moves, like picking up Bruce Brown, like just they did some KCP, giving them some shooting in depth and the kind of veterans, you know, versatile guys you need for a playoff run. I think they've set themselves up well. And even with all that, they hadn't even been close. So I kind of needed to see it.
We got a last question. We got about a minute and a half for your answer, Kurt. Lakers, we get another LeBron-Steph series. How do you see this one going, Lakers-Warriors?
As much as I am excited for this to be – it's funny, I was just writing up my preview for tomorrow morning on this. Like, as much as I'm excited for Steph Curry, LeBron James round, whatever we're up to now, like, and that kind of – like, all the great battles, to me this still comes down to – can Anthony Davis be the best player on the floor during this series? For the Lakers to win, I think he has to be the best player on and for them. He's got to be a defensive force because they're going to funnel everything to him and try to get guys to drive into him. He's got to put up points, and that's not – go ask Sabonis how that goes with Looney and Green on you. Like, I don't think it's going to be as easy as last round. So a lot is asked of him. If they have any chance – I think it's him. I don't think this is a LeBron series just because I don't think he's quite as explosive after the foot injury and with Wiggins. Wiggins is good at guarding him as much as anybody. So I'm kind of leaning on the Warriors. I don't. Where are you guys on this?
I got the Warriors six. Could go seven, but I'm thinking Warriors in six. And I think a lot of what you said is true. Davis has been phenomenal defensively so far. Yeah. You know, against Memphis, he was unbelievable. But like you said, they're going to need that offense. And Memphis couldn't shoot. So once you closed up the paint, they were in trouble. But obviously Golden State will shoot you out of the gym if you challenge them like that. So I think Warriors win. But I think it's going to be a good series. Every other day, I think, hurts LeBron, though.
I think, the other thing is even though that they get – LeBron was excited post-game to be like not having to travel to Memphis, but I'm with you. The every other day thing on LeBron and the load that he and AD are going to have to carry in this series, I just think it catches up with them more than the Warriors.
All right, that's our man Kurt Helin from NBCSports.com. Kurt, great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
Yep.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
thank you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest does a great podcast, Three and Out, for The Volume. He's a former NFL scout. We welcome in John Middlecoff. John, welcome to The Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
We are great, man. Obviously, the draft just took place. So much to talk about. Let's start in New York. Aaron Rodgers, of course, is a Jet. Everybody's excited. But that was one of the worst offensive lines in the league, arguably the worst. And they didn't do a ton. They got, what, one tackle they drafted in the late rounds. Didn't do a ton to improve the line. I think they wanted to, but didn't get a chance to. Do you think that offensive line is going to be a big problem, or does Rodgers kind of solve it himself with his intelligence and quick release?
Yeah, I think he definitely helps. You know, I don't know how much at this point in time you can count on Becton, who they drafted really high a couple years ago.
And right.
Has been a major disappointment. I think they did draft a center in the second round. The one thing they got going for him is, you know, this change for Aaron has forced him, like, you know, he hasn't been going to OTAs of the offseason for years now. Well, he's doing it this year. And I do wonder if the cohesion with him, he clearly, a lot like Brady in the sense of he's seen it all. He knows the offense that he's coming into, unlike even when he went with Bruce Arians,
right,
with Hackett. They have a good running back, you know, and they have, you know, pretty talented weaponry around him. So, yeah, I'm actually pretty bullish on the Jets. I think Aaron's going to be, you know, kind of reinvigorated. He's going to be he's going to have a lot to prove, a lot like when Tom went to Tampa. And the other thing is, like, their defense is good. So they don't – one thing that Aaron didn't have most of the time in his career in Green Bay, and I feel like sometimes I'm an Aaron defender, not because, like, I understand some of the red flags about the guys over the year about, you know, being a teammate, not always taking responsibility, even when he kind of turned on the Packers, getting mad at them for cutting the old players. Like, Aaron, this is the NFL. It's like he started pissing off the guys that they got rid of. It's like, right, yeah, they should have got rid of them all. But his defenses, for the most part, were not that good. And a lot of times when he lost, and he lost to the 49ers a lot during his career, they were always kind of built on defense. And, you know, from in Green Bay, it's hard to play in the cold weather. You're not going to be able to score 40 points in frigid temperatures. And I think you kind of see that with Buffalo now. It's like you can't just have like a run-and-gun team when you're an outdoor team. So, and I think the Jets are built much more, you know, to be almost better in December and January if they have a high-level quarterback than some of the teams he's previously played on.
So where do you see them in the AFC East? Some have them as low as third. Maybe some have them as tops. Where do you see them in the AFC East? And are they a legit Super Bowl contender in your mind?
Yeah, I would put the AFC as a whole like this. I think there are two teams that have proven that they're just above everyone else right now, right? The Chiefs and the Bengals. And then I would put the Jets right there with the Bills. You know, and I like Josh Allen, but, like, let's face it, it's not like they – I mean, they get bounced a lot in the second round, too. So, you know, now the difference is, in fairness to the Bills, you know, now Sean McDermott has been a playoff head coach now for a while. There are some questions like, can Robert Saleh be a playoff head coach? And that is a fair question mark. But we had that with LaFleur, and you got Aaron Rodgers, and boom, they were in the NFC Championship.
Let me ask you about the Detroit Lions draft. Did you like it, and how surprised were you when they got Gibbs, the running back from Alabama, with the 12th pick? Where are you on the Lions and what they did?
Yeah, I think I philosophically believe, like, don't take a running back in the first round. I would say you throw that out the window this year because this draft was viewed pretty terribly. I think the Cowboys said after the first round when they were in their press conference, they only had 11 guys with first-round grades. And I think if you took the average team in the NFL, like most teams would have had less than 15. So the Lions, once they traded back to 12, I mean, there's a chance they only had a couple first-round graded players on their draft board. And I think this guy was going in the top 20. The other thing is they didn't just get Gibbs, right? When they traded back, they got Gibbs and that 34th or 35th pick. So they basically got two players. And I think they took a tight end. So they basically got Gibbs and the tight end. And then they also took a defensive player with their separate first-round pick. It was their own. So I wasn't against what the Lions did because they've also proven that they turned on Swift, who clearly they don't like. And if they're going to take the next step with Goff, who clearly is their quarterback, who kind of, I would say, just got, you know, he went from being kind of everyone viewed him poorly to had a pretty good year last year. They made the Super Bowl in L.A. with him when they had a good running game. So you get a powerful running game. You get a physical player who's a versatile player as well. I like their team last year. I think that second half of the season. My only question with the Lions, just big picture, is like Aaron Rodgers, for example, in the Jets. Like, they're kind of going to be the hunted in a weird way, even though they haven't proven anything. But Rodgers is kind of used to that. What's Dan Campbell and the Lions going to act like when everyone takes them seriously every week? Right?
I agree. I think it's the second season after you do that that tells you whether or not that was just a blip or you did make that move. I totally agree. And I've seen it before where people get excited. And the one that bothered me was the Carolina game, if you remember. Remember they had won like four in a row or whatever? That was the game to determine where you were going to be and how you could, you know, control your own destiny. And they got punched in the mouth and embarrassed. I think they gave up almost 400 yards on the ground or whatever it was. It was ridiculous.
Exactly. I would imagine he says, you know, that linebacker we take in the first round is immediately going to help with that. We're going to slow the game down just in general with this power running game with this Alabama running back. And they also signed Montgomery, right? So they have just a more consistent running game. And I think offensive weaponry, I mean, I love their wide receivers, even though, you know, Jameson's betting on college games. He's gone for a little bit, which is a blow. But, you know, as of right now, I mean, I'll probably pick them to win the NFC North, like if we had to pick, you know, division winners. But you wouldn't feel great about it, you know. But right. You just look at the division, like you're not going to pick the Bears. I think you have to think the Packers are going to come way back to earth. And the Vikings, you know, that obviously statistically they had that crazy season where they won all those one-score games. It's usually that comes back to regression, right?
You know, the Lions have never won the NFC North ever.
In the history of the franchise?
Yes, since they changed it. You remember it used to be the Central, but since they turned it into the North, they've never won a division, which is mind-boggling. But we'll see.
Well, that's the crazy thing about the Packers losing Rodgers, right, is like they don't always win the division, but really since Favre and Rodgers the beginning of the year, basically everyone picks them to win it, and you feel like that's just going to happen, right? So I think those days clearly are over.
John, we got about a minute left for your answer. Now, you know, it's one thing to critique the quarterbacks coming in before the draft because you don't know what the situation they're going to be in, coaching staff, so on and so forth. Now that you know where Stroud and you know, Richardson and obviously Bryce Young are, and any other quarterbacks you want to name, Levis, who do you think is in the best situation and going to really be the bust-out star, if there is one, of this group of quarterbacks?
Well, I, think Richardson and Bryce are both in good situations, given that their head coach is the offensive play caller, and Frank's proven, you know, he can coach quarterbacks. He can be an offensive coordinator, you know, with Philly and then even with Indy when they had some healthy quarterbacks. And obviously Steichen, what he did with Jalen Hurts, who there are some comparisons. Obviously, they're different body types or whatever, but like a running quarterback who was raw and needed to be developed. So to me, those two guys should just feel good about. The main guy is also their coach, and that to me is always a big benefit for a young quarterback. Like you've seen it with Mahomes, with Andy, right?
Right.
You see it with any young quarterback when their head coach. You saw Mac Jones, the whole thing fall apart because of this huge disconnect. Now, you know, C.J. Stroud, I'm a big believer in D'Amico Ryans, but his offensive coordinator has never been an offensive coordinator before. He's a young guy. You saw it with Robert Saleh when they had to fire LaFleur's brother because it just became kind of a disaster. So anytime the head coach is kind of proven to be a good offensive coordinator, it's not guaranteed to work, but I think that's, you know, the thing you just bet on, one of those two guys. You know, both
right.
teams are, you know, the Colts are better, I would say, than the Carolina Panthers, you know, based on the last 4 or 5 years. But I like those two spots with their two coaches.
That's good stuff. That's John Middlecoff from the Three and Out podcast on The Volume.
Thanks, John.
Great stuff, John, man. We appreciate it.
Warriors in five. Take it easy.
All right. That's our man, Middlecoff.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This next round can be just as good. And this, I mean, obviously people talking about LeBron and Steph, but this Lakers-Warriors series, I just think it's going to be, as far as the drama quotient, everybody's into this. Everybody's excited about it. I got the Warriors could go seven. I'm picking them in six. Where are you at on this series?
Yeah, I'm not as hyped as most people on it. I get it, just because you got the names. So obviously whenever you have, you know, Steph and LeBron and you put it put those two together, you expect it to be something. I don't know. I'm still not as convinced of the Lakers. I know they beat Memphis, and Memphis was a higher seed. You know, the Warriors, they struggled to get through Sacramento, but Sacramento's a good team, so I'm not saying.
They were a higher seed, too.
Yeah, you know, but still, I mean, just that they hadn't been in the playoffs in 20 years or whatever the exact number is, and it's been a long time and coming, and a lot of young guys and a lot of people discounted them even from the beginning because they just didn't have any experience.
Right.
If you just look at the teams, you would expect the Warriors to win. I think it would be a major upset if the Lakers
really?
Won. I do.
See, I think this is a fairly evenly matched series. I would not be surprised if the Lakers win. I think what the advantage they have is their size. The Warriors are tiny, Rob. I mean, they got one big man, Kevon Looney. I mean, Draymond obviously plays center, but he's not big. They got one big, and I think I'm picking them in six. I think they'll be able to withstand it and overcome it. But AD and even LeBron is big. LeBron's about the size of Kevon Looney. Their size advantage is astronomical. And obviously, AD's not just big. I mean, he's a great player. The thing, though, is that, like, it's going to be tough. Golden State against Sacramento. Sacramento does not protect the paint well. They do not protect the rim well. And you saw Steph going on in with the George Gervin-like finger rolls. And, you know, they were able to drive in that paint and finish. That's not going to be as nearly as easy against the Lakers. The difference, though, is that when Memphis got cut off from the paint, they can't shoot. They're like one of the bottom, you know, three-point shooting teams in the league. And that's even with Luke Kennard, who was the best three-point shooter in the league by percentage. Whereas if you cut the lane off from the Warriors, they are going to shoot the lights out. And that'll probably open up the paint anyway. So I think the Warriors win, but I look, LeBron hasn't, you know, every other day schedule, Rob, I think that hurts him because of his age, but he's still LeBron and he still, you know, has played well this season. And obviously AD is playing terrific defense and they're role players. I mean, it's a different one. It seems like every other game, you know, from Austin Reeves doing it one game. D'Angelo Russell was huge in the closeout game. Rui Hachimura was big early in the series. So they've got a host of guys. Malik Beasley, we haven't seen him get off, but he might be due for one. So I think they got a nice team that fits together. They're huge, and they play great defense. And so I wouldn't be shocked if they won. But I think the Warriors pull this out.
Who was just on? Middlecoff said Warriors in five. He had no respect for the Lakers at all. Like, I'm like, wow, five. You know, it's just funny that he threw that out there. Like I'm not buying into them at all. That's what a five game. Because six would be a series. You know, if they lose in five, then you would think that they were overmatched, right? It can't be five.
Yeah, five is pretty decisive.
Right, that's what I mean.
You know
what
I mean? Right.
You would look at
Let me ask you this, because, you know, we talked a little bit about Steph, top 10, all that. Do you think whose legacy, I mean, I shouldn't say legacy, but for lack of a better term, I'll use that. Who do you think faces kind of a bigger... Let's put it this way. Who has more to lose individually based on this series, you know, whether or not their team wins? LeBron or Steph, in your view?
I don't think Steph has anything to lose, to be honest. I don't.
Really? Even though you think they should walk in this series.
Yep. I don't think he loses anything. This is LeBron's era. He's the guy who people are saying is in the GOAT conversation. So for LeBron to lose to him again, it hurts his I don't think Steph losing. They won the championship last year. I really don't believe, like, if they lost, it'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe Steph lost to LeBron. I don't. I think it's more if LeBron loses again, then you got to start to look at how many times he lost to him in the finals, how many times Steph beat him, you know, and this is in your era of the NBA, supposedly, but Steph has beaten you more, won more championships over you. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. I think LeBron is the only one that will lose something, or the way people look at him, especially if Steph were to go past this and then, you know, win a championship.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, Rob. I don't think Steph, I mean, and some of it might just be that he's a smaller player too, you know, far smaller. I mean, he's a point guard. But I agree that Steph really has nothing to lose. As you said, he's coming off a championship. He's now won two without Kevin Durant. LeBron, now I would not feel this way because I've said it. You've heard me say it, Rob, that to me, LeBron's playing with house money now. I think he can improve his legacy, but I don't think he can damage it. He's 38 years old, for goodness sake. He's in his 20th year. But that's me. That's me. I do think, Rob, that there will – you already are starting to hear a little bit of rumbling. I mean, I've been texting with people and heard people saying, well, what if Steph – had people texting me and heard people saying, what if Steph gets five? I mean, this is – so like you said, it's supposed to be LeBron's era. And Steph's won more – you know, if he gets this championship, he will have won more than LeBron. How can you know – how can it be his era when Steph won more and –
And he's beaten LeBron a number of times to beat
right.
that.
To I win mean, him, he's beaten LeBron. Right. And this time, Rob, LeBron, I mean, he's always had great players, whether it was Kyrie, Kevin Love, whoever. But this time he's got AD. And Steph doesn't have a teammate the quality of Anthony Davis, is even as great as Klay and Draymond are. So I would not go there, Rob, but – if Steph were to beat LeBron in this series and win the finals, now we're a long way from that. But if he were to somehow win this championship, I do think, Rob, there would be people at least discussing, is Steph better than LeBron? Just because he won more during this era. Now, obviously, LeBron does a lot of things Steph can't do. But just based on the wins, and obviously Steph's had great individual success, I think there would be some people that might push it. Rob, we've already heard. I don't know if you heard Colin Cowherd. He says Steph's better than Magic now.
I think that's a prisoner of the moment. Magic Johnson was pretty dynamic.
Oh, he's awesome.
And I just, it's hard for me to just when you remember where Kareem was and what he did when he got to the Lakers and just, he won five championships. You know what I mean. He went to the championship. What was it? Five and four? Yeah, nine times. It's hard. It's just hard for me to bypass Magic.
If Steph wins this fifth ring, which again we're a ways away from.
Yeah, there's a lot to
right.
go before.
There's
that.
A lot to happen. I mean, he'd have to go through LeBron, maybe Durant, Jokic. Like it's a long, tough road if he were to do that. I'd have to see how it happens, but I think it might be a discussion. They're obviously complete, Rob. You couldn't get to polar opposite players in every aspect, from their size to the way they play and all of that. But I think it might be a discussion. But I wouldn't put him ahead of LeBron. But it'd be interesting because I think some people might and at least discuss it like we talk about the GOAT. And so I agree with you. I think LeBron has more to lose in this series than Steph does, even as LeBron is older.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.